Monday, February 10th, 1975, the home of Mrs. Mary B. Ireland, 146 Coronado Circle, Montecito, California. It's approximately 2:25 p.m. A letter written from Miami, May 24th, 1937, mailed June 1st at 8:30 a.m., 1937. And carrying on with the message, last night, Ed Critchley, C-R-I-T-C-H-L-E-Y, operations manager for Pan American, visited us at our apartment. And today, GP and I visited him in his office. While there, I met many of my old friends, and it was nice to see them again. One of the boys from the accounting office met us as we were leaving the reception and asked me to come here tomorrow. He and his wife were very close friends of mine for years. They are very nice. Tomorrow, Amelia and I are going shopping, and Wednesday, we are going deep sea fishing. She has been asked by a friend who has a boat. Amelia, GP, and I have eaten every meal together since we left and are seldom separated. As a consequence, I know them much better than I did before, and they are simply splendid. Well, honey, I'm off to bed, so we'll close, sending all of my love to the sweetest girl in the world, and I would give so much to hold you in my arms tonight. I love you with all my heart. Give my love to Irene. Fred. Okay. This is almost a duplicate of the house Norris built in Claremont Heights, and which I mentioned so many times. We'll explain it when I return from flight. It's a picture of a two-story house in the shape of a T. This house is a style which is becoming increasingly popular in California, and it was designed for use by Winston Lehman Risley, a well-known architect of Los Angeles. I have a telegram here, Western Union Telegram, received May 31st, AM 446, FAC 5650, DL equals Miami, FLO 31643A, Mrs. F.J. Noonan, 3337 Lakeshore Avenue. Nice to hear you last night.
She must have called. You talk to him on the phone.
On the telephone. I see. We are to take off tomorrow. We'll call you tonight if landing fields are okay and winds moderate. We will try Natal, Brazil in three flights. They will be Miami, San Juan, San Juan Paramaribo, Paramaribo, Natal. Lots of love, Fred. Okay, San Juan, Puerto Rico, June 2nd, 1937. And here's a letter from San Juan, dated, June 2nd is the postmark on it, San Juan, Puerto Rico. And on the back of it, there are, it just says 375.46. The multiplication is 2250. And it says 375. Anyway, it comes out 1839. And I'm having a time here. This is stuck. Well, okay, I just want to be very careful.
Well, we have to be very careful. It's an old letter.
There it is. Okay. And this is from San Juan, Puerto Rico, and it's dated June 2nd, 1937. B. Dear, we arrived here yesterday after an uneventful flight. Although it was without unusual incident, it was interesting because it took us over ground I know so well. Despite our early departure from Miami, quite a crowd was down to see us off, among whom were several of my old friends. Amelia did not take a bit of anything to eat or drink during the trip. But I did eat a sandwich and drink a cup of, we were wet by the, oh, we were a cup of coffee. Upon arrival, we were met by Clara Livingston, a woman pilot and friend of mine for more than 7 years, and she drove us to her plantation to remain as her guests. She had wired us at Miami Sunday and asked if we would stay with her. It was just the ideal arrangement for us because, as I told Amelia, the plantation is 20 miles from town and we would be able to avoid the crowd and skip other invitations. It is a blessing. Clara was here because upon arrival we were met by the acting governor of Puerto Rico with an invitation to be a guest of the governor. We learned afterwards they had planned an official dinner. Wouldn't that have been a nice rest? Here, however, in Clara's big rambling plantation home, we enjoyed a delicious home dinner. Just Amelia, Clara, and a guest of Clara's named Mrs. Miller, and I. And then we were in bed by 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Awakened a little before the others this morning, and so am seizing the opportunity to scribble these few lines to my brown-eyed sweetheart. In a few hours, we'll be leaving for Carpito. If possible, we will gas up there and continue on to Paramaribo, Dutch Guiana, today. We'll close now, sending all my love to the sweetest girl in the world. I love you with all my heart and miss you so very, very much. Give my love to Irene and my regards to Miss Armstrong and the girls and boys in the shop. And remember me to Dominic. Fred. Okay. The picture of Clara Livingston's home. The plantation covers thousands of acres, and as you can see, the home is beautiful. Fred. It's a picture of a lovely Spanish architect home. Beautiful thing. And woman plantation owner flies here in own plane on U.S. tour. Mrs. Clara E. Livingston, owner of a Puerto Rico sugar plantation, visited Oakland yesterday on an air tour of the country in her own plane. She holds a commercial pilot's rating and flies airplanes more than she drives automobiles. This is July 23, 1939, and that's in the Tribune photo. Interesting look up. There's a telegram, Western Union telegram, FAB 616 by RCAF, Paramaribo 13-3-2005, LC at noon, equals Oakland, California 3337, Lakeshore. It's received June 3rd, 1937 at 5:33 p.m. Monday, San Juan last night, Carpito here tonight. Love, Fred. Here's a letter from Carpito. It's addressed to Mrs. F.J. Noonan, 3337 Lakeshore Avenue, Oakland, California, USA. It's from Suriname, only Suriname. And it's dated 5-6-37. The letter is from Paramaribo, Dutch Guiana, June 3rd, 1937. Be dearest. I am wondering how my sweetheart is and if she is thinking of me as much as I am of her. She better. We arrived here about 1:30 this afternoon after a pleasant, uneventful flight from Carpito, where we stayed last night. We were guests of Mr. Linam, L-I-N-A-M. General Manager for the Standard Oil Company of Venezuela, and we had a thoroughly enjoyable evening, a delightfully prepared home dinner, and slept like a brick all night. Went to bed at 9 and had to be called twice in the morning. I met an old friend of mine there, Carl Drake, D-R-A-K-E, perhaps, or possibly Soak, S-O-A-K-E. He was my radio operator in Haiti for a year back in 1930. Thought we were staying at the Palace Hotel. We are having an early dinner and then to bed. We flew across tremendously interesting country today. Instead of following the coastline as the Pan American seaplanes do, and as I had always done before, we cut straight across dense virgin jungle. It was so dense that for hundreds of miles, all that could be seen was a solid carpet of treetops, broken by an occasional large river. About the halfway point, we encountered low clouds and occasional showers, so we made a climbing turn and went above the clouds. From there on, conditions were perfect. Incidentally, the manager of this hotel is an old acquaintance, Mr. La Fuenta, L-A-F-U-E-N-T-A. I used to stop here a few years ago when with Pan American. Off to bed now. All of my love to the dearest wife in the world. Love to Irene and regards to all in the salon. I love you more and more. Fred. Envelope marked personal via steamer mail. And it's in a Standard Oil Company of Venezuela, Carpita, Venezuela. Captain Fred Noonan, 906 Creed Road, Oakland, California, USA. And these were the pictures from Carpito that were sent to her. And it shows a picture of the man removing the chalk from the airplane just as they alighted or were leaving with the heavy rain. Enclosed is a letter, and it's dated June 15, 1937, and it's H.E. Linam, L-I-N-A-M, Carpito, Venezuela. Captain Fred Noonan, 906 Creed Road, Oakland. Dear Captain Noonan, I am sending you here with copies of various photographs taken earlier this month when you and Miss Earhart stopped at Carpito on your trip around the world, and we had the pleasure of having you as our guests here. I trust that we will find these of interest. By the time this letter reaches your hands, you will have terminated your long and daring flight, and needless to say, I am hopeful the same will be accomplished with every success. With kind personal wishes, I remember sincerely yours, H as in hotel, E as in echo, Linam, L-I-N-A-M, Carpito, Venezuela. And that's correct. By the time it got there, why, the flight had been terminated. Okay. Every page is, there's a picture taken in a plane arrival from San Juan. There's a picture taken at spectators at Carpito. There's a picture of a photographer being beaten his own game, Amelia Earhart taking a picture. There's a picture Secretary General of State to be presented to Earhart and Noonan at Carpito. Fred carried his, had a button-down shirt. What a handsome-looking guy. And Amelia. Good pictures of the airplane. Excellent pictures of the airplane. Picture of her and her camera.
These are pictures you've never seen.
I've never seen these pictures. He always carried his pen and pencil.
Did she have her ring on any of these pictures?
None, never. No. Nor any ring or anything.
Mm-hmm. Did Fred send you these pictures?
Yes.
Yes.
You see, he carried his pen and pencil in here, and he had his wristwatch on his left wrist. He wore his on the outside of his wrist like I do. She wore her on the inside of the wrist.
And she could do this.
Mm-hmm.
She could, that, some people do that. It's mm-hmm. easier for them.
Mm-hmm. Another picture. Okay.
See how she has totally explained each picture, too.
Yes, and that's a beautiful name. There's all the people who are there.
Mm-hmm.
In the picture taken, the Pratt & Whitney aircraft wasp in the background, they're all sitting around the table, starting with Mrs. Earhart. Then it's Mrs. James, T-O-R-R-A-R-T, or L-O-R-R-A-R-T, Mr. G. Moses, Knebel, K-N-E-B-E-L, Mrs. Ann McDuff, Mrs. M. Mason, M-A-S-O-N, Mrs. Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, Bryce, B-R-I-C-E, Mrs. William Langley, L-A-N-G-L-E-Y, Captain Noonan, and sitting on the box is Don Dario, D-A-R-I-O, Marquez, M-A-R-Q-U-E-Z. Sitting on the box was Henry Lehman, the host, L-I-N-A-M, and the fellow facing towards us is Don Marquez.
Yeah.
See, she wore her watch on the inside, and he wore his on the other outside. Okay, here's shows her checking the oil. You can see there's no rings, no bracelet, nothing. And this was at. That's why there's so many pictures that were from Carpita. This fellow was a photographer buff, and but here's an important. Oh, I wish she weren't standing there so I could see that compass. But as you can see through here, where the compass is, you can see that instrument isn't there anymore. You want to hold that other side somehow?
Well, put that thing down so you can set on it.
Okay, where's the thing?
Right there.
Okay. But I can't turn the paper over.
There's two hands.
These
were all sent to you from Venezuela.
Yes.
Mrs. Ireland, I was talking to Mrs. Rhea. Would you allow me to take this album with Mrs. Rhea and make copies and bring it right back while he stays here?
Mm.
No, you don't want us to make copies?
Mm.
Because they will go into history, into the museum. We will send them to the museum.
Mm.
You really don't want us to?
Mm.
All right, sure. I don't do it then if you don't want me to. Because this is very important history.
Now this shows absolutely that instrument was not there anymore.
Well, somehow that.
Yeah.
Do it right in front of
me. Yeah. I have to have more light. I have to figure it out.
There's a little light there.
That shows absolutely that it's not there.
She
this is Mr. Lehman now. I'm getting the record picture. Fred and Mr. Lehman.
Oh,
huh?
Fine.
Oh, yeah, I don't even have to. As long as I have sunlight, I don't even have to go outside.
I think she's, afraid. Oh, that's fine.
I don't blame her. I protect her very.
But that's all right, Mrs. Ireland.
Letter written from the Excelsior Hotel in Fortaleza, Brazil. It's dated June 5th, 1937. And it says, Dear B, we arrived here last night, or rather yesterday afternoon, after a pleasant flight from Paramaribo. Again, we cut across the dense jungle country, about 800 miles of it, and a bit more than 500 miles of open sea. The flight totaled 1,331 miles. Because Pan American has a chief mechanic here, we are having the ship and engines checked here, and for that reason we are remaining here tonight, then taking off early tomorrow morning for Natal, only a jump of 270 miles. There, we await favorable weather for the flight to Africa. Maybe there only a day, or quite possibly longer, depending entirely upon weather conditions. Well, honey, there is not much to tell except to say I love my little brown-eyed sweetheart more and more each day, and I miss her terribly, and will be so happy when I hold her in my arms again. Going to the airport now, so we'll close, sending all my love to the dearest of all wives. Give my love to my Allie, Irene, and remember me kindly to Miss Armstrong and all the others in the shop. I love you, Fred. He wrote nice letters. It's too bad that it goes in the top. It's very difficult to do. Be very careful. Okay, this is a letter from Senegal. So this must either be from Dakar or St. Louis. I'll tell when I get it open here. And I better shut this off. It's okay. This is a letter from Senegal. Par avion came by air, and it's Dakar, French Senegal, Africa, June 8, 1937. Be dear. We arrived here this morning from St. Louis, a town about 100 miles north of here, where we arrived last evening from Natal, Brazil. We made a quick crossing from Natal, 13 hours and 12 minutes, but for navigation it was bad. Our radio did not function, and so was of no use for navigation. And three quarters of the way, we were in torrential rain. When we approached the coast, visibility was very poor, could only see a mile or less. So when we did strike the coast, we turned north, believing we were south of Dakar. Instead, we were already north of the town. When we arrived over St. Louis, it was getting dark, so we decided to stay there overnight. We leave tomorrow morning for Niamey, French Niger. I hope you are well and that everything is going all right with you. Emilia is a grand person for such a trip. She is the only woman flyer I would care to make such a trip with, because in addition to being a fine companion, she can take hardships as well as a man and can work like one. Well, sweetheart, the plane leaves with the mail shortly, so I'll close sending you all my love and wishing with all my heart you were with me. Give my love to Irene and remember me to all the shop. I love you, Fred.
Oh, Jim, that's a very important thing to you. You ought to try to
take a picture of that.
Yeah.
So this is section up there. And I'll try and, when I'm taking the pictures, make a copy of that. Okay. This is Mobil Oil. This is to Captain Noonan. Let's see what it is inside here. To Fred Noonan from Karachi, India, from DWB, Standard Vacuum Oil Company. June 21st, 1937. Dear Noonan, herewith some photos. We've been following you over radio. Hope trip from Akyab to Rangoon wasn't too messy. You were in Rangoon last I heard, but hope you will be having a holiday in California when this reaches you. Very best regards. Sincerely, O.W. Band, B-A-N-D, I believe, Standard Oil Vacuum, D.W. Bond, B-O-N-D. Karachi, India. We'll put that in there. Here's a telegram from Postal Telegraph, the international system, to Oakland, California, 433rd Street. F813 cable via French Fort Lamy, 111536. Received 1937, June 12th, 3:41 a.m. L.C. Noon, Oakland, California. Fortaleza, Natal, St. Louis, Dakar, Gao, fine trip. Love, Fred. Here's a letter to Mrs. Noonan, dated 18th of June, and I'll open it. Well, that 18th of June letter, we'll get back to that. This is the 15th of June letter, and it's from Assab, Eritrea. And you'll have to take your time and open it very carefully. I'll get this sorted out. I'm going to turn the tape. 15th of June, from, I believe, from Assab. It's written on four, yes, Assab, Eritrea. It's written on four plain sheets of paper. It says, "B, dear, here are the names of the officers at this place. I will get the names of those at Massawa upon return home. I know these men, who are all charming hosts, would appreciate a word from you thanking them for their courtesy to Amelia and me. Except for very lazy, hazy conditions in a few places." Yeah, going back to the other. "Amelia and me, during our visit, probably you should drop a short note to each. The first name is the commander, the other two his assistant officers, Captain Francisco Bruni, B-R-U-N-I, and I managed to get along conversationally with our combined efforts in Italian, Spanish, and English. The names are Ken, P-E-N, or something, Colonel, I see, Colonel Neri, N-E-R, Rinaldo, R-I-N-A-L-D-O, he's the commander, Maggiore, M-A-G-G-I-O-R-E, Vicieli, V-E-A-C-E-L-I, Luciano, L-U-C-I-N-O, and Captano, C-A-V, Francisco Bruni. The address is Aeroporto Macaca, M-A-K-A-A-C-A, Assab, Eritrea, A-O-I. I spelled Eritrea incorrectly in the letter. The last spelling is correct. Off to bed now, getting up in 2.5 hours. All of my love to the sweetest girl in the world, Fred. Excuse lack of ink and paper, ran out of both. Love." Okay, then this is also from Assab, Eritrea. "B, darling," this is June 14th, Italian Africa. "Dear B, darling, how is my sweetheart today? I'm thinking of you always, dear, and love, longing for the time when I shall hold you in my arms again. Since leaving Dakar, we have crossed Africa 4,323 miles of desert, but we enjoyed good flying conditions all the way across the continent. Except for very hazy conditions in a few places. But I feel that from a navigational aspect, the flight over the desert was more difficult than a flight over water. This because the maps of the country are very inaccurate and due to the incomplete surveys, and in consequence, they are very misleading in fact. In places, no dependence could be placed upon them. Also, recognizable landmarks are few and far between. One part of the desert is as much like another part as two peas. However, we were lucky enough to experience no difficulty in reaching our objectives, although there were times when I would not have bet 5 cents on the accuracy of our assumed positions. We have had a very nice time so far and have been treated royally in each place, in Dakar and Fort Laney, French West Africa, and in El Fashar, Anglo-Egyptian Sudan. We were the guests of the governors in Gao, French West Africa, and we were the guests of the commanding officer of the Camel Corps. We stopped in Khartoum, Anglo-Egyptian Sudan, and a little more than an hour, just long enough to gas the ship. Last night, we stopped in Massawa. In Italian Eritrea, where we were the guests of the Italian Aviation Squadron. As we are here today, we are leaving at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning for Gwadar. And if we have sufficient daylight, we'll proceed as far as Karachi, India tomorrow. I am going to enclose the names of the Italian officers here and at the Masala who have treated us so splendidly. And I would appreciate it if you would write a letter to the two commanding officers mentioning their prospective junior officers whose names I'll enclose, and through them for their kindness. They were most pleased to learn I have an Italian wife. They sure are a fine lot of fellows. To date, I have not been able to get around to any shopping. We have been arriving late, working on the ship, going to bed and getting up at 4 in the morning for an early takeoff, but I will endeavor to pick up a few articles in India and Honolulu. Must close now and get some sleep. I'm sending all my love to my dear little Italiana. Thinking of you always, dear, and longing for you. Give my love to my pal Irene, and please remember me to Miss Armstrong and the girls and boys in the shop. I love you, Fred.
He's a very nice, thoughtful man.
Yes, he was. And 16th, Karachi, India. Dear B. Dearest, just a few lines. We are leaving for Calcutta in the morning, and it is now 11 p.m., so I must hurry off to bed. Had a fine trip over from Assab, but was a bit tired upon arrival. Was flying from 3 o'clock in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon, 1,920 miles. We are the guests here of the Indian manager of Standard Oil. They have a lovely home, delightfully cool, and is such a relief after the heat of Africa. We should be back home in about 2 weeks from now, or about the end of June. We are spending one day here today,